Bertold, I would ask you again, when you're doing this, please say which spreadsheet you're in at the moment and what line it is.
It says 2020-1001 to 2021 or 731 income statement. It's on a row. It's on column M and line 21. This is all line 21. So our profit and loss right now, our total profit and loss is showing $1.3 million of revenue. But prorated would be $1.5 million, $1,583,138, right? Because we are incorporating 248,000 BI bequests, bequests we receive, and then we're incorporating the PPP loan that we got that brought our grant income administration to $119,000. So that we moved, and so that's the 4-point adjustment to the column M, and then that's row 21. It shows that our prorated adjusted would be $1,061,283.30. Okay.
Okay. Are you continuing, Bertold?
All right. So, if you look at the budget and you look at basically all the items on the budget, there has not been too many changes. And you
okay, Bertold, hold on one second. Somebody has like wind or something blowing across their microphone or their handset. Could you please mute yourself? *6, I think, does it, and that'll make it much easier to hear Bertold. And Bertold, are you're using the handset and not the speakerphone, right?
I was using the speakerphone.
Please use the handset. It makes it much easier to hear you. Plus, you overcome the interference that we keep getting much better with the handset.
All right. So that is basically my budget. I don't know how much time I have left. If we go into assumption.
16 minutes.
15 minutes? Okay. If you go into the assumption PDF file. I'm not sure what Arpaul was talking about, so maybe you can explain. The PDF file that I created that says assumption is showing that I'm showing the actual of 2021 on a column that says E on top, A, B, C, D, E. It shows October to present how much money we have raised every month. As far as that's between PayPal and listener sponsored, that's still listener sponsored. And the projection fiscal year 2022 is column D. That shows you that the projection is to raise about $1.1 million of fundraising. And then we're only assuming 78.3% fulfillment rate. So we're assuming $3,250 a day, regularly, every day, on an average for a month, plus or minus, plus some day, minus on Saturdays and Sundays and different days. So we are projecting $100,000 in October because you have 31 days, November 30 days, or 29 days. I have to check. And then, so when you project all of that together, it adds up to about $1.1 million gross of fundraising. We are right now at $1,030,926, and that's not including August and September. So it will get to that. Okay. So these are my assumption sheet, that's the budget. That's the budget. I didn't want to go into the complicated expenses yet. I wanted this body to tell me what they felt that I was over projecting or under projecting, so that we could, come up with, if not a vote today, at least an understanding of what it is that you guys like and don't like and what you think I should do. That has nothing to do with whether or not we're going to be on a deficit or not. It has nothing to do on whether or not we can have grants or not. If whatever else grants or bequests that we have, it's not proven. It's not a regular, reliable source of revenue. Whether the podcast is going to bring money, whether or not we're going to have major donors because we have our financials together. These are not, I am counting on those, but we cannot put them as, you know, on a budget. Isn't that right, Noel?
Okay, so Berthold, on this assumptions PDF, are we to ignore columns J, K, and L because you've got a chunk of something showing up on column L? And is that what's supposed to be there, or is that just a fragment of something else?
No. Column L are the actual net amount of money that comes out of the $1 million of column E.
Uh-huh.
So column L is 82%. 78.3% of column E.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, right. So the other column is the tally you're projecting.
Yeah. The actual, that's,
okay.
That's fundraising. That's gross.
No, the tally isn't a gross. Tally is what you hope you're getting. Okay, so
the real number of
on-air fundraising for FY21 you're projecting to be, well, you have through July is 810,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, I'm not doing math fast enough here. Okay, so you're projecting, are you projecting we're going to make another 200 grand in August and September?
Oh, yeah. The projection is about 100,000 or if whatever. We are already at 65,000 right now. Actually, let me not lie. Let me get the actual numbers from what I remember. As of today, August the 18th, we are at marketing loss. Yeah, 67,000.
So 67,000 for August.
As of right now. And then we're in the middle.
Yeah, as of now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
July was a bad month. February and July were all two bad months.
10 minutes remain.
Back.
Hey, Berthold, is that... is that everything you're presenting to us right now?
Yeah, that's everything I'm presenting right now. I'm just presenting the revenue.
All right.
Also, William.
Yeah, okay. Well, everybody, hold on a second. So you've got it going over several things here, and your projection is... for 1.3 in total revenue for FY22.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I will take a stack. Pipe up. So far, nobody's on the stack. Who wants to be on the stack?
Well, I heard
stack.
William. I heard Serene, yes. So that's two.
Gear Wagon and
Serene
Robert.
Was first.
Okay, anybody else? Okay. Doreen Roberts, go ahead.
Berth, you said that Allegiance didn't process the July buddy payments and they'll just double up in August. Have people been notified of that?
Yes, it was only 7 days, and then we have already been processing that, yeah.
I'm sorry, what do you mean it was only 7 days?
They had a glitch for 7 days, for 6 or 7 days. So that cost us like $6,000, $7,000. So we.
No, I understand. I'm asking whether the people whose accounts are going to be double tapped to make up for those 7 days in July, have they been notified of that?
Yes, they have. We sent an email. Oh. The webmaster sent an email to them, and then I think their first. Withdrawal was already taken in early August. We have a little more control in that system than we used to have in Volusion or in.
Okay, I'm on looking at. I guess this is the yes, that's assumptions. I'm not clear on the relationship between column E and column L because column E says that's 82% fulfillment, and you just mentioned a different percentage. That's represented in column L.
Okay, hold on. Yes. Actually, I have to change that and put 78.2. It is 78.2. That's the low ball assessment. But the actual real number were like more like 80-something percent. Like, I'm not using 80% because 80% would put me a higher cash. So therefore, I'm lowballing it by 4%, the fulfillment rate.
I don't understand why there would be two columns that are actual for the same money for the same period.
Wait a minute.
Why would there be two?
Let me go to assumption again. I turned it off. You're talking about the PDF file, right?
I don't know. It's assumptions. I'm out of it.
So you're talking about which one and which one?
Okay, so column E says actual at 82%.
Yeah.
And column L says actual, and you just mentioned 78%.
Yes.
Why would we have two different?
Okay. Column L, you know, I have to, I should have put different numbers writing on this. Column L is actual net. So this is actually cash. This is the cash that's in the bank, that came into the bank, listener sponsored, right? And column E is 78.3% of that. The 82% I should have removed. I should have put 78.3%. 82% is the goal. And, you know, we do follow up afterwards and then we jack it up a little bit. We haven't done that in a while. So 78.2% will 3% will leave it at that for now. So 82% is a mistake. It's 78.3%. If you take 90,415.68 times 78.3%, that should give you 70,795 more or less.
Michael, wait.
5 minutes remain.
My last question. You said something about $27,000 grant or something in the narrative that accompanied all the files.
The 27,000. Okay,
yeah.
So the 27,000 is any donation below $1,000. We used to manage them separately in the old budget, and I kept that line. So 27 was pretty low. Also, however. It's very difficult that everything is coming to the website and everything now in Allegiance, you know, they calculate your major donors and they group them. So the below 1,000 and over 1,000 donation, you know, like is not, I cannot calculate that anymore unless I go into Allegiance and do queries. So I'm not going to put that in the budget because it's all encompassed into either major donor or listener sponsored. Or PayPal donation. So therefore, I will move that 27 line.
That one,
because
that
might be a double dipping.
That 1K is national, right? Everybody's using the same figure for major donor now?
Yes, donation below 1,000 and donation below 1,000.
Is that cumulative for an individual or is that a
yes.
one shot? Okay.
It's cumulative for an individual between
five hundred and a thousand.
Yes, and then major
okay.
donor is like 1,000 plus. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, what we have in the stack is Heerwagon and White. So next is William Heerwagon.
Thank you. On revenue, trying to boost revenue a little. Since vaccines around the country are getting higher, little by little, and they'll be, hopefully, we might, as a society, open up even a little more. Without having fallbacks, I think that we might have theaters functioning and clubs, and so I think that maybe we should put in or could put in maybe half of what the Rothenberg and what's the other one, SOB type events. I think we should add a little bit back. Maybe not half, but add some back. Things are going to get better and things are going to open up.
So I have an answer for you. Should we put half distributed over 12 months, or should we just start October, November, December, January, February? Starts in February and then put the half from February to September of 2022?
Sounds good to me.
Huh? Yeah. In other words, I'm assuming that nothing's going to be open at least until another 3 months or 4 months.
Right.
And
I mean,
so therefore,
going to be open, but maybe not us. We're not going to have SOBs available, perhaps, and nobody wants to do that, perhaps. And maybe David Rothenberg isn't going to be doing too many theater tickets, but that might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's later. So yes, maybe the last 6 or 8 months of the year.
Okay, yeah. I am open to that.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay,
that would mean we'd have $30,000 of David Rothenberg instead, and then we would have a community events at $21,000 something.
I'm not looking at the arithmetic, but okay.
Yeah.
So I move that we add those two amounts partially back as suggested for the last, whatever it was, that 6 or 8 months that Berthold mentioned.
What are we on time, Mr. Timekeeper?
You're less than a minute right now, 26
yeah,
seconds. Yeah,
so you're making a motion when we have less than a minute. All right, let's see. Now the next item
gee whiz.
And there's somebody else, and there's somebody else on the stack. So here we have all right, somebody's going
to
have to
move to extend 5 minutes so we can
wait a minute.
There's a motion to extend 5 minutes on the floor. Is there any objection?
Point of personal privilege. So the 30 minutes that are being that's terminated now was part of my presentation, right? And there's still 30 minutes of question and answer that we didn't start yet.
Okay.
Yeah. We can do that.
Is that okay, Arthur? I'll start another 30 minutes to go.
Well, okay.
Discussion of budget.
All right, so you want to... So Berthold, you figure this is where your initial thing ends, and now we're going to questions on the FY22 budget.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me... Okay, Timekeeper, start it now. It's 10 minutes to 9, and
okay,
we're starting questions for the budget.
Am I on stack or not?
Yeah, and
Michael White is on stack.
And I don't know, you want to make a motion at this point?
I already made the motion and said, what the hell is wrong with you for criticizing me for making a motion when there's only one minute left?
Hey.
That's the way life is. It's a motion, yes.
Heerwagon. All right, so state your motion.
I already did, but I could say something again. I suggested that we add Back to the revenue, the for Rothenberg and community events like SOBs, for the last whatever it was, 6 or 8 months. Somebody said 6 months, okay. February, sounds like more than 6 months, but somebody said starting in February. Whatever months people want, 6 or 8 months, to add back some of that revenue, hoping that things are going to get better in the world.
All right. Gee, that doesn't sound like a coherent motion. What I have is add back to the revenue for David Rothenberg and community events for February to September. Maybe a dollar amount would be in here?
Yeah, whatever the amount that Berthold was thinking would be 1/12 per month of what we used to do.
That's right.
All right, I need a dollar amount for a motion here.
Well, okay.
Berthold, suggest him a number.
Okay. So let me give you the number. It's $43,027 divided by 2 for a community event, and $60,000 divided by 2, which is $30,000 for David Rothenberg.
That's 52
then
grand.
Then divide that by the number of months, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, okay, how do you want to phrase this? By per month or as a total? Again, what I have is add back to revenue for David Rothenberg and community events for February to September, either a total of X or X per month. What do you want?
A total, because I don't have my calculator in front of me. Whatever those numbers were that Berthold just gave, that's the
okay,
total.
Okay, Berthold, what's the total
spread
come
over
to?
8 months.
For David Wallenberg, it would be $3,750 per month.
Yeah, we're asking for the total now, Berthold. You're the guy with that number.
I can modify the motion.
$30,000 for David Wallenberg. Oh, that's half. And that would be 20. Oh, shoot.
It was 22,000, Berthold, if I remember correctly. Something like that. So it comes up to 52,000, and that's a half a year of the money you removed from the first place.
Yeah.
William is talking about adding back in.
It would be right, 21,513 for the event.
Oh, no, don't give us a five. Don't give us to a dollar.
22,000 for you.
22 sounds better. All right, so the motion is to add back to revenue for David Rothenberg and community events for February to September a total of $30,000 for David Rothenberg and $22,000 for community events. Is that the motion?
This is William. Yes, that's the motion.
Okay.
Move to amend the motion.
Okay, first of all, okay, Heerwagon, you want to say something about it? And then Michael White is the next person on the stack.
Okay, I just a few words that I said in introduction is my motivation. I'll just repeat something like what I said, is that things hopefully for the world, for New York City, for Pacifica, are going to start looking better as time goes on. So I think maybe by February, we might be able to have some events or foot ticket sales. Thank you.
Okay.
Matt on the stack. Matt.
Okay, Matt wants to get on the stack. So what we have is Michael White and Matt Mazza. Anybody else want to get on the stack?
Yeah, I do too as well.
De Palma wants to. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And I will interject right here. Berthold, this particular, the assumptions on a PDF file, part of the confusion that you're causing here is we can't look at formulas in a PDF. So rendering that as a spreadsheet would have been a better idea, I think. Okay? All right. Next is Michael White.
Yes, I would like to amend Mr. Hellwagon's motion to say that if we include, require this to be included, that we footnote it that with the observation that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent income, income which is contingent on things that there's a good likelihood may not happen. So I think that rather than just forcing it into the budget and then saying, when we don't meet budget because things didn't happen because COVID 2.0 got rolled out as they were have been talking that they're going to do, we don't blame Berthold because Berthold has very clearly said that, this income may come in, but it's contingent. And generally, in good financial budgeting, you identify contingent income as contingent income. So I move that if we force its inclusion in the budget as projected income, we footnote it as contingent income.
Okay, so you would amend the main motion to read that, let's see, and put an end in there, and that this income, that this income be footnoted that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent and the income is contingent on, and I need some words, on COVID not killing everybody or something?
Contingent on no interference.
The epsilon variant.
A lot of COVID 2.0.
Okay, say that again, Michael.
Contingent of no interfering rollout of COVID 2.0.
I don't know what COVID 2.0 is. I don't know that that's...
A second COVID lockdown due to...
We don't... Okay, how about...
Other equivalents.
I think maybe we could...
COVID 2.0 in certain sectors.
All right. Is it going to be footnoted? Has a value?
Just the contingency.
Contingent on... Okay, take out the
possible
redundancy.
Possible.
Contingent on the pandemic.
Yeah.
On the pandemic not interfering. Okay, too many people at once. Okay, Michael White first, yeah?
We could shorthand it by calling it the pandemic if you want.
Yeah, well,
it's really the shutdown in reaction to the announcement that there is a pandemic.
An increasing worsening circumstance in New York City.
Okay, how about, and that this income be footnoted, that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent on this income. Oh, we're getting a lot of redundancy in this
potential
damn thing. The contingent on the pandemic not causing another lockdown. Is that it?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put a point of information.
Yes, well, it's probably not that, but what is it? What is it, Jack?
Yeah, David Rothenberg is already selling tickets on the air contingent on the fact that people get vaccinated. So I don't know what everybody else is talking about, but New York City has a situation where we are not locking down, and they're trying to actively deal with this. And I think Michael's suggestion is wonderful. It's correct. But contingent on an increasing circumstance of viral spread, and Hirwagon's motion is wonderful. In fact, I would go a little further. Contingent on what Berthold thinks about the potential of being able to open up public events, or David Rothenberg feeling that he can sell tickets, because I heard him selling tickets this Saturday, just passed.
Okay. But what I'm getting the sense of the motion to be is that we want to footnote it that this is contingent on things not locking down. And I think we need to put it in some words that kind of communicate that, okay?
I think you are, Paul. I think the words that you did that, you know, recapitulated what I said, that it's, you know, the, you know, rather than, I would say rather than saying that it's contingent, I would say that, you know, the general manager has identified that this income is contingent on these things. You know, so everyone should know, you know, there's a good, strong, there's all sorts of possibilities, but it's not going to be happy days.
Can I
say? This is getting kind of sloppy here. Let me read what I have again, and we'll see if we can cobble this together as an amendment. Pardon me as I choke. What I have is, and that this income be footnoted that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent on the pandemic not causing another lockdown.
Exactly.
Okay, is that good enough? In which case it becomes the amendment. All right. So that's the amendment, and people can debate it. Is there any debate on this amendment? And I have Michael White. You can speak to it. And then after you, I have Matt Mazza and Jack DePalma.
Speaking to the amendment, I'll just say again, whenever you have in a budget or financial statements items that are contingent, you identify them as being contingent. And so when you have things that are highly debatable as to whether they're going to happen or they're in question and they basically affect the overall picture, you identify them and you use footnotes to do that. So, and if we don't do that, then it's going to, you know, Bertold, who has spoken wisely about the possibilities here, is going to be called a fool because he prepared a budget that got passed that didn't, that presumed that there was income, which may well not come in. And rather than make him look foolish, a footnote protects him and protects us. It shows that we're conscious of what's going on. So that's why I think it makes sense. This is just general good practice.
Okay. All right. The next person on the stack is Matt Mazza. Go ahead.
Yes, just a comment. As the gentleman was saying, David Rothenberg is selling tickets, and he sold a bunch this weekend, and it's about $1,000 worth to his show. And these are for people that got vaccinated, you know, they're vaccinated so they can go to the theater. So I don't know how that's going to affect the COVID. If people are vaccinated, they can go to the theater. So this is income. I entered the pledges myself, and it's about $1,000. David did this past weekend, and that's it.
Okay. Thank you. And Jack DePalma.
Yeah, you got about 15 minutes left. Just to repeat what Matt said, and I think the circumstances in New York City are contingent, and I think Michael is right. I think Bill Hirwagon is right. I think what we could do is we could, as the governor was saying, we could throttle back on our response if it gets worse, or we could open up the valve and, you know, have a little bit more if it gets better. A lot of people have kind of recognized that maybe if you do want to have an open city, you have to kind of cooperate with everybody else's public health concerns. I get the feeling that the station is going to be opening up a little bit more, too. So I'm not going to say too much, but I believe that both ideas are right, but you can't err on the side of caution, which is what a proposal or a budget should be. but you shouldn't err on the side of excessiveness, assuming everybody's going to cooperate either, as Michael's pointing out. It's possible that this could get worse. I don't think it's going to get worse quickly, but it can get worse. So I think this is all very reasonable, and I think Michael's right about saying that we should footnote it, and I think the word contingency is perfect. It points out exactly what we're trying to do here, and I believe that that's what budgets represent. They represent proposals into the future, and the best we know right now, I believe Bertol said it at the start, that we could talk about this and then we could approve this next time around. So I'll stop there. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to jump in at this point and say, yeah, we can do this. I just, you know, part of me is very concerned regarding the prospect that something could go very haywire with the virus. We've got millions of people in the United States who are breeding grounds for a new variant or even a rather new virus completely. And so we got to consider that. But we can't, you know, we're not the virologists. We can't plan precisely what will happen. Nobody can. So, yeah, we can. I'm okay with passing these and adding a little bit of revenue in there on this contingency basis. So, sounds okay. Anybody else for a stack? Because what we have
Michael
is a main
White.
Motion and an amendment.
Michael White to the stack.
Michael White, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, Matt was saying that David Rothenberg is, in fact, selling tickets. So, several months ago, my wife and I bought tickets to a big band event. And before it actually happened, we got an email that attendance at the event involved all sorts of changed rules and having to show up in a mask and all of this kind of thing. And so, you know, we basically said, you know, they've changed what we bought, so we didn't go. Now, as it is, we, you know, found out that everyone there was required to wear a mask and no one wore a mask or whatever. So, but, you know, that's just an example of how crazy things could be where you buy one thing and get another. And I agree with, you know, our poll that, you know, everything is crazy. And we've got all these people with a lot of virologists saying that, you know, we are now driving new variants based on the, you know, forcing people to take the vaccines. So, you know, that this is actually creating new variations of the vaccine, or sorry, of the virus, which are likely to show up and trouble us. So I think, you know, our poll is absolutely right that because of what people are doing, we're likely to get more crazy virus stuff in the future.
Okay. And the motion basically says, you know, this is contingent on that not getting too bad. Okay, is there any further? Right now we have a main motion and an amendment on the floor, and we're discussing the amendment. Is there any more debate on this amendment? Okay, hearing none, I'll read the main motion and I'll read the amendment and we'll see what we want to do with it. The main motion is to add back, let me put in the word to there because that would be nice, to add back to revenue for David Rothenberg and community events for February to September a total of $30,000 for David Rothenberg and $22,000 for community events. The amendment would add, and this language, and that this income be footnoted that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent on the pandemic not causing another lockdown. Okay? So right now we are voting on the amendment, which is, and that this income be footnoted that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent on the pandemic not causing another lockdown. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is passed without objection. And let me fast copy this down here so that we have it very neat later.
Thank you, Walpole. Well done.
And that there. Okay.
9 minutes remaining.
Okay. And we're almost, I'm almost done typing. All right. So the motion as amended now becomes to add back to revenue for David Rothenberg and community events for February to September a total of $30,000 for David Rothenberg and $22,000 for community events, and that this income be footnoted that the general manager has evaluated this to be contingent on the pandemic not causing another lockdown. Okay. Can we go to a vote on this? Is there any further debate on this? Hearing none. Is there any objection to passing this motion as amended? Hearing no objection, it is passed without objection. Okay, we are still within the questions on the FY22 budget here, so we can still go on about this a bit more. And anybody have any more questions regarding what the general manager has brought to us tonight on the FY22 budget?
Pat.
Okay. Let me get a stack. Pat, anybody else? Okay, Pat Logan, you're it. Go ahead.
They're told I would like to know why you have put the buddies in the current, the coming, upcoming budget to be $15,000 a month when we're making $18,000. Couldn't we have something in between those two? Because I mean, that's an awful evaluating it awfully low. I don't see why it's going to go down precipitously since the new system is working well.
Yeah. That's a legitimate question, and I was just lowballing. It can definitely be something between. We are definitely averaging. We are definitely averaging $18,000 a month for a while now, and we have not even really put the effort necessary into really, working it. Like, we're just starting to look into the body. Looking at credit cards that expired and then getting them renewed and all of that kind of stuff. So that's a legitimate concern. It could be. I would be very comfortable putting it at 17. I don't want to go 18 because it's too close to the actual.
Yeah. I think 17 would be great.
And also, I did send the assumption as an Excel spreadsheet oddball. The reason I did it as a PDF initially is because I was trying to get rid of all the other sheets in the assumption that are irrelevant. I know that I have different dates on them. But I managed to send the Excel spreadsheet of the assumption.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, Pat, are you proposing that BAI buddies be? Let me look at. What do you have them in here now? Okay, what line is that on? BAI buddies.
He has it at 180,000, which is 15,000 a month. So
yeah, I'm looking for the line. BAI. What line is that on, Bertold?
Probably line 10.
10. Yeah, there it is. Okay. So, yeah, you have $180,000. You have $15 a month budgeted for that. Are you wanting to make that $17, Bertold?
I'm okay with that, if you guys are okay with that. I can give you the average for the past year so that you can see what it is before you make your decision.
5 minutes.
Oh, tell us what the actual is for the past year then, and we'll...
Okay. So, from October to June 30th. Okay, from October to June 30th, the BI buddy was 163,682. So if you take that and divide it by 7, right, October, November, December, January, March, April, October, November.
Okay, so that's 153,682 divided by
9.
Divided by 7.
No, divided by 9.
Divided by 9, okay.
If June,
so that's 17. That is 17.
Let me see. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Yeah, divided by 9.
Yeah, okay, that's 17, you know, rounding it off. Okay, so do you want to... Pat, do you want to make a motion to make... Let me see where it is
again. Really, do we really have to do it that formally? I mean, if Berthold is okay with changing it, and we're okay with changing it, can't we just...
Well, it would be good... I don't know. I mean, Berthold, are you going to change it to 17?
Well, if you tell me...
and we have to tell you. I agree. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes, we need a little motion. Pat, do you want to make a motion to make, what is it, to make other income BAI buddy 17 a month?
Yes.
Okay.
So, for the record, 163,682 divided by 9 is 18,187 average.
Okay. What was this one?
163,682 over 9 months.
You said 153.
No, 163,6.
Okay. So it's 163,682 divided by 9 equals 18.8. Okay. 18, but we'll still make it 17, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, the motion is to make other income, BAI buddy, $17,000 per month. All right? Is there any is there any debate on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that motion as a recommendation to the general manager on the FY22 budget? Hearing
don't
none, passed
put,
without don't objection.
You, don't you have to put in there the in the 2022 budget? I mean, you didn't say that was concluded in the sentence. I mean, it's kind of like, what are they talking about?
Well, okay. All right, we can write on the FY22 budget.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same motion. It's just making it more clear.
All right, so it's to make other income, BAI buddy, which is the formal name of that line, in the FY22 draft budget, $17,000 a month.
Excellent.
Any objection? Hearing none. It's still passed. Okay, so we've gotten that in there. Anything further on the FY22 budget?
I think that's all I wanted. I wanted people to start looking at it. I think it's good for people to just sit on it, go over it, think about it, and so that next time we can really have a conversation and say, okay, is that something that we want to put the record for?
Okay. All right. Mr. Timekeeper, is there any time left in this item?
That's it. You just passed it.
Okay. So this item has just ended, and unless somebody wants to extend, we're going to go on to the next item. And the next item is set next meeting date. Okay. Oh, before we do this, let me once again make the spiel If you're attending this meeting and you're not a member, you are free to be here and you do not have to identify yourself. However, if you would like to become a member of the WBAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee, what you have to do then is you do have to attend three meetings in a row, and you need to identify yourself so that we can write down that you were here three times in a row. So is there anybody here who has not identified themselves, who's not a member, who wants to become a member? And I don't hear anybody. Okay. So what we have next is the that next meeting date. And this is the 18th of August. And all right. And so in the usual meeting thing we're doing on Wednesdays, the next one of these would be September 15th.
I want to know what the next meeting is. Can we talk about this later?
Yes.
Okay,
what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion. All right, I'm going to make a motion that we meet next on 9/22 at 7 p.m. on the phone like this as usual. Okay, so the motion is to meet next on September 22nd. Any debate on that?
Point of information.
Yes. Yes, what's the point of information?
Has the NFC set a budget approval calendar or something close to it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So the motion is to meet next on September 22nd. I have projected that the LSB may be able to get the budget by October or November, and you know, if the budgets on the getting to the NFC will be late again this year, so you know, so I don't think we're going to risk anything by going to September 22nd. All right, any debate, any further debate on the motion to meet next on September 22nd at 7 p.m. Hearing none. Is there any objection to adopting that motion? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. And the next item is new business. Okay. Is there any new business for the committee?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Berthel, are you still here?
Yes.
Have you sought permission from the national office for replacing Andrea's position?
Yes.
And what is this?
Well, actually, the way things are rolling out is, you know, as Paul and Jim Tarverton may be in this meeting, you know, when they go to the National Finance Committee, there might be call for us to cut more. And so the idea of even hiring, you know, is not even acceptable. They actually want us to cut expenses so that we can balance our budget, which doesn't make any sense at all. But so that's where we are. We are at an impossible situation.
But you've asked the question, and what was the response?
There's a freeze right now. You know, you need to make more money, balance your budget before you can hire anything else, and then we may even want to have to cut your staff. You know, your host or whomever is, you know, you have cut to the bare bone.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't
Thank
make
we were.
It doesn't
Go
make
ahead,
any Berkel. Sense. That's what we're facing.
Yeah, I think we were cut to the bone in some years ago, and then in 2013 we started cutting the bone. I mean, you know, we are, and it has been noted that not having enough people to do enough of the jobs has probably hurt our ability to fundraise. And this is, we're sort of in a catch-22. And they are saying there is this freeze on hiring, and it can be a problem. So I don't know what we can do about that, because some people seem very adamant about that. Anyway, anything further for new business? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Move to adjourn.
Is there any objection to a motion to adjourn? Hearing none. It's passed without objection, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, and thank you for the hard work that you and Bertold and everybody are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, R. Paul. Bye-bye.
Thanks all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.